The first episode of Real Estate Made Simple will address the topic of the home buying process. The decision to become a homeowner versus a renter is not one to be taken lightly. This is a major investment, probably one of the biggest purchases you will ever make in your life. So the first step is to find a knowledgeable realtor who, like myself, is familiar with the market in your area, a good communicator, and a great negotiator. These qualities are essential because knowing the market means knowing where to find a home and how much to offer on a particular home that your buyer is interested in. Good communication is a key to any transaction in order to keep all parties in the loop and informed about the process. A great negotiator will know how to get you the best price and help you to possibly get some perks from your seller, like closing costs, seller paid warranties, and being able to get the seller to compromise on repairs during the due diligence. The next important step is getting pre-approved. If you aren't already working with your bank or a lender, your agent should have some contacts that you can choose from. In fact, a great realtor should be a one-stop shop for all of your real estate needs. My past clients can attest to the fact that I have a great team of vendors that are professional, reliable, and knowledgeable in their fields. Once you get the pre-approval from your lender, then you can start looking at homes, because at that point, you will have an exact pre-approved amount from the bank. So once you find the house that you desire to purchase, your agent will write an offer based on your agreed terms. The offer will include the amount you are offering, the earnest money, which is held by the attorney, title company, or sometimes the buyer's agent's firm. The earnest money is refundable in North Carolina if the buyer terminates during the due diligence period. There is also the due diligence amount on the contract, which is given to the seller and is non-refundable. The dates on the contract are the closing date and the due diligence date. The closing date is the estimated date that the transaction will close. The due diligence date is the date that the buyer has until to perform all inspections, surveys, and the appraisal. During this time, the buyer can back out and receive his or her earnest money, but not the due diligence. That belongs to the seller. Speaking of inspections and due diligence, the inspections are very important. I would say the inspection and the appraisal are two of the most important aspects of a loan-funded purchase versus cash, where there's usually no appraisal because there's no bank involved. Once the inspection is performed, the repair request from the buyer can be negotiated either with the work being performed, credit the money for repairs to the closing costs for the buyer, or seller can lower the purchase price if repairs are extensive. Once repairs have been negotiated, the buyer can establish the company that will carry the homeowner insurance and arrange for utilities to be turned on the day of closing, and also schedule and complete address change forms. At closing, make sure you receive keys and any warranty papers and garage door remotes. Most attorneys wait until the deed has been recorded at the courthouse before handing over keys to the buyer. Recording is when the county or local government puts the ownership on the books. In many states, recording is the day of funding. In others, recording may be delayed a day or more. For this reason, I advise my buyers to schedule movers 1 to 2 days after closing. Once recordation has taken place, the buyer can pick up keys from the attorney and take possession of his or her new home.